and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from the new quarantine cabin over in the Lower East Side of New York City. We're here every single day with your quarantine content. That's right. The J Train Podcast has moved to daily. You know that already. You know it. Tuesdays and Fridays, we're going to have a wonderful guest like I always do. And Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's the Fried by Noon episodes every single day. A little bit of J Train in your cup for you to sip on down. That's right, people. We're here for you, okay? Every day. All you got to do for the fair price of supporting the sponsors and sharing with a friend. That's all you got to do. That's what keeps the business going. And I appreciate you. We have more listeners than ever. More people are listening than I've ever had before. And you know what? That's because of what's going on, but also because you, the listener, are letting people know, hey, I got something for you. Give the gift of J Train. And listen, you can share it with anybody, your mama, your papa, your friend, your coworker, anyone with ears. We'll take them. We'll take the earless community too. We'll take them too. But we're here every day taking your emails, your stories, your questions, and we're discussing them. I'm very excited for today's guest, an OKP, original key player. She's been on the podcast before. She's fantastic. She's amazing. Taylor Strecker, everybody. Taylor, what's happening?
Hey, boy. Hey, what's going on, boo-boo?
How are you?
You know, just quarantining. I put makeup on for you. It's the first time I've had makeup on in 3 weeks.
So you look amazing. You. Oh, I'm sorry to do that to you.
I mean, also, I saw you recently post something about like boyfriends are going to really get a chance to see what their girlfriends truly look like during quarantine.
Yes.
That is me to a T. No spray tan, no manicure, no fucking eyelashes, bro. I get my eyelashes put on. So I don't even know how to put mascara on anymore.
The tweet was that when we first started, we were a few days away from men seeing what their girlfriend's real eyelashes look like. And you're, I guess, a product of this. But you you look great. I don't know, you know, listen, your eyes are wonderful and beautiful.
I'm wearing glasses. I don't need glasses. These are the high
cover up. That's why I got a beard on, to cover up my, you know, my quarantine jowls from all the food I'm eating.
I wish I could grow a beard and have it be socially acceptable.
Now, Taylor, everyone should go follow Taylor. She has an amazing podcast called Taste of Taylor. It's every Thursday. Her last episode is with Stassi Schroeder. So that's a big get. It.
Yeah,
you were traveling around the country with her too.
She's my bestie.
Love it.
I love it. I'm an amazing social climber. It's one of my favorite attributes. If you can see the apartment that I'm in right now, it makes me look like I'm a millionaire. I'm not.
You are. I'm looking at your apartment. That looks like the apartment that like every character in He's Not That Into You had. High ceilings, yep. Wrought iron staircase. Where are you? Where are you penned up? This is, I gotta say, the quarantine has separated the rich from the poor in a way. Yep. I thought I was rich. I thought I had money. Apparently not.
Well, guess
I don't
what?
Have any money. I didn't know. I thought I was doing okay.
This is like a total facade, okay? This is not representative of my financial worth or income. I am a good social climber. I am really good friends with the guy that owns this place. And so he rented it to me and Tate when he moved to a firehouse that he recently renovated. This is no reflection of my financial.
Oh my.
Success.
So you're, where are you? Where are you right now?
Jersey City, like right by one of the path stops. So we're like still super close to the city. Like I was commuting every single day to my radio show, the Taylor Strecker show, Monday through Friday, like before the quarantine shit hit. So
yeah.
It would take me like door to door, 30-minute commute on public transportation to get in there.
And those of you around the country that are wondering, you know, Jersey City's like kind of one of the newer areas that, you know, people are starting to move to with high rise type of apartments with big ceilings, and it's a little different than in New York City, but right off the water.
It kind of feels like the new Brooklyn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Or like the sweaty, try hard Brooklyn, like the wannabe Brooklyn, but isn't Brooklyn and never will be Brooklyn. But that's why I get to live here in this mansion.
I mean, I am sitting here so jealous of your ceilings. It's not even funny. So you live with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
What has any changes? Anything different? Is there anything kind of like, you know, how's the living situation been? How's the quarantine situation been?
If we were still in our studio apartment in the city, I think we would murder suicide for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Because we both work, well, obviously everyone's working from home, but like she for real works from home all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. So she thinks that this apartment is hers. She thinks our home is her workspace because that's where she works from.
You're so invading.
She would have treated me. She would have put me in the shower to do my work.
I have to say, you know, this is as bad for the work at home people as it is the people who have had to move to work from home. Because the thing is, when you're work, because I, you know, I'm basically a work from home person, even though I go out at night and do shows during the day. I have, you know, my day. I have my, you know, my consistent thing.
Right.
And it is funny because like my girlfriend, she's now working from home. We are in a studio before we move to the next apartment that we're going to next week. So that's where you see me right now with a TV behind me and, you know, God's light shining in. It is funny because, you know, it's like I have a day that I do, and my day did involve sweatpants and having coffee and then getting to my emails and getting them in a certain way. And it's like, you know, when you're a work from home person, that kind of, you know, those beats are all there. And then someone who's in an office position sees you and is like, oh, well, you're not doing anything.
Exactly.
You don't do anything all day. You work from home. You don't really have anything going on. There's no structure to you. So you could just do whatever. I kind of feel like the people who are office people come into the work from home people and they're like, well, time to turn this into a real office like I do.
A little bit. Yes. Yeah. I mean, so I'm that person because I actually weirdly, even though I'm a podcaster in radio, I go to a physical studio every single day in the morning, or at least I used to. And now I'm not doing that so much. So, but because we have the space to spread out, it's like saving our relationship. We're getting along great, actually. The other day she looked at me, she's like, I am so happy I like you. Like, she's like, can you think of all the quarantine couples who like just found out that their partner cheated on them or they were on the brink of breaking up.
We're going to get to the emails right now, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. But what's been interesting is, you know, I talk a lot about, I've said this on the podcast before, beware the birthdays, vacations, and holidays, because that's when breakups tend to happen.
Yeah.
Because those become resume items for the relationship. And this is an because the resume items being when someone says, oh, are you two together? People want labels, but all you need are the resume items. All you need is, yeah, well, we spent Christmas together and I've met all the friends and, you know, I gave him a surprise birthday party. So you're just adding up resume items that make you a stronger relationship, whether you have a label or not. So everyone knows that. Once you cross over those resume items, you are now in a more serious thing, whether anyone likes to admit it or not. The quarantine is a surprise pop quiz resume item.
So true.
Because all of a sudden, you know, the government's like, you got to stay home. And you're like, uh-oh, I got to stay with you? With you?
Like, uh-oh,
got to make a quick decision.
You know, in like the very beginning of a relationship when you're like, you're both really feeling each other. The hormones are just like raging. Your loins are like magnets to each other. And you basically, you're like, it's like when you're a kid and you have a sleepover and you're like, can we just do one more night? But imagine if there's couples right now that are literally stuck from like those long weekend hookup sessions.
Yeah, so because they're like, and also they didn't think a month out. They were like, oh, a week. I'm having a great time. This is honeymoon period.
Yeah.
And then a week goes by and they're taking a shit with the door open and they're like, oh God, I'm with this animal.
I know.
I'm very excited to have Taylor on the show. Taylor, everyone needs to go follow Taylor right now at Taylor Strecker. Go, go, go. Taste of Taylor, great podcast to add to your library because I know everyone's looking for that content fix.
Yes.
So go check out Taste of Taylor on anything you listen to podcasts. She just had Stassi Schroeder on. Are you ready to do some emails?
I am so fucking ready. This is why I dress like a doctor today. Duh.
Yes, Dr. Strecker is in the house. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hi, Jared. Wanted to know your thoughts about the following. I was scrolling the web news with my boyfriend, and there was an quote-unquote entertainment article about a, quote, real-life Barbie girl, porn star who got over 100,000 in plastic surgery. To me, this person looks a bit mentally deranged and scary. I asked him if he found her attractive, and we had the following conversation. You ready?
Ruh-roh. Yes, I'm ready.
Him. Do you find her attractive? So she says, do you find her attractive? He says, not to hang out with. And then she said, but to hook up with? And then he said, yeah, once. Then staring at her video wide-eyed, maybe a few times. Let's play that out. You and me. You're her. I'm him. Okay? So you go.
Babe. Can you just like look at something for me real quick?
Sure. Oh yeah.
What do you think? Who's about this girl?
Ooh, who is that? But she looks like a Barbie doll.
I know, but like, do you think she's like pretty?
I mean, like, not to hang out with.
What do you mean? Like to hook up with?
Yeah. Once. Totes. I'd lick her titty. Three times. Yeah.
So
she writes, his response bothered me, but I'm curious to your thoughts on this. Why would he have to add the last part?
First of all, girl.
Is this a red flag or a deal breaker? Should I be happy he was honest? It's my fault for asking the question in the first place. How would this conversation go with you and your girlfriend?
Okay, first of all, it is your fault, girl. You totally set yourself, you played yourself, and you set your boyfriend up. Number one, not cool. But I would do the exact same thing. And yeah. I have done the exact same thing. I was watching this when I was, I always say when I was a straight person, when I was married to a man, I remember we were watching some VH1 like or E! True Hollywood Story, and it was Molly Sims. And so I was like, hey, babe, like, do you know this girl? And he walked over and he was like, ooh, yeah, damn. And I was so fucking furious at him. I was like, damn. No, I was like, I thought I was your type. I don't look like that. Because that's what we're doing as women. We're saying, do you think this person that looks nothing like me is attractive? Because I think they're disgusting because secretly I wish I looked like them and I'm being triggered right now. So tell me they're ugly because they look nothing like me and I'm the pretty one.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
It's like you're looking to live in a delusional world of fairy tales.
But
and yeah.
The thing is that I love his answer because it's exactly the truth. She's a porn star. He's like, he basically said, I'd fuck her a couple times and then I'd be done with her because she's like hot and fuckable, but she's not somebody I want to like go to a restaurant with. It would be embarrassing.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are like three dates in with someone, they had sex, and they're like, now he doesn't want to hang out anymore. It's like, you're not the Barbie girl porn star, but every guy will give most 99% of the women a shot. You know, I used to play this game outside of my office, and it was called the contract game. My buddy and I would stand outside drinking coffee, and every woman that walked by, we'd go, would you or would you not? But there's a contract in place where after you have sex, like basically the contract is you and this woman have sex, and then after the sex, you get to get up, say goodbye, and you won't get any STDs, no pregnancy, no nothing. Nothing will happen. There's no consequence whatsoever. Oh. You fuck, you leave. And we said yes to every single girl that walked by.
Of course you did.
So
that's what guys do. They'll stick it, especially depending on how drunk they are. Is like, I mean, that's real. There's like a beer to like, basically like hotness factor ratio that happens. And guys will hook up with a raccoon at 4 a.m.
And it's like the would you. The guys play this question, this game all the time with each other. Would you? We would. And it's like when you ask, like, oh, like, but to hook up with? And it's like he even said it. Like, the way he said it is so on the money.
Yeah.
Not to hang out with, but we'll hook up once, maybe a few times. So that's, he is being so honest. He's actually being right. I think she should take this as he's having a conversation with you that's not demeaning. He's actually being like, yeah, I love hanging out with you. This is why I'm telling you the answer to this question. I was sitting, and this is kind of what the quarantine does. It gets you to have more open conversations quicker than you maybe would have had. So my girlfriend and I were sitting next to each other on the couch, and I was on Twitter. And this girl I follow on Twitter, who, like, I don't even know how I came to follow this person. She puts out a video. It's just her butt walking across the kitchen. It's just her butt. And I looked at the, okay, it's like the dumbest video. So I'm watching the video. And over, while this is happening, my girlfriend's over my left shoulder.
And she's like, who the fuck is that that you follow?
She didn't say anything. You know, that she treated it like I was a zoo animal. She watched me, and I'm watching the butt go across, and the video's like 15 seconds. The butt walks away, and then she's still watching. I don't even know that she's watching. She's watching the fucking gorilla in the Amazon do his thing. The butt goes away, and then I replay it, and I turn the sound on. And she starts laughing. She's like, what the fuck do you need the sound for? And I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't know if there was music that went with the butt. Like, I had no good reason. What? I didn't want to marry the butt. I didn't want to hang out with the butt. I just wanted to see if the butt, how it moved across the screen, and what music she may have chosen for the butt.
Wait, what was the audio with the butt?
It was none. It was none.
Like,
no audio. So I got fucked. So now I'm just, and she goes, what's it?
Question okay. two. Would you hook up with the butt?
Of course. I would have licked that ass all clean. I would have been like, you done shitting? You don't got to wipe. I got you. I'm telling you, it's like none of this. But what you said is so perfect, because you said, you're like, well, we want it in relation to us. There's no relation to you. This is this is as unpersonal as the guy who ended it with you after three dates. It's not about, you know, it's as unpersonal as your ex who got married 3 months after you broke up.
So I just want to bring up one thing that this girl wrote that is very important. And she said, is this a red flag? Girl, this is the opposite. Like Jared said,
I agree.
This guy is so honest and transparent with you. He talks to you like you're one of his guy friends in a good way. Like, he wasn't shady. He didn't lie. He was so upfront, so guy, so honest. You can trust this guy with everything.
Don't ask questions you don't want to hear the answers to.
That's another lesson. Yeah.
You're going to hear the answers, and you're going to hear, especially from someone who loves you and respects you. To me, it's a respect thing. I respect you enough to speak to you like an equal.
Yep.
If he had looked at you and go, no, baby, you're the most beautiful girl on the planet. I would never put my penis inside a woman with a that looks like a Barbie. It'd be like, that means he doesn't think highly enough of you and your emotional intelligence to be able to spar with him on the evil plane. On the equal plane. So I'm with you. I think this is an act of respect. I actually think it's a positive. I just think the idea of, like, oh, would you fuck her? Like, that is a game men have played with each other since the beginning of time. Cavemen were looking at each other being like, would you fuck the gatherer? Like, we've been doing that. We are sponsored, people. Remember breakfast cereal? Do you remember breakfast cereal? I'm asking you right now, do you remember breakfast cereal? Come on, you do. The J Train podcast is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon, they sent me all the flavors. I love, love, love the cocoa. That, it brought me back. Because, you know what?
I'll say as a kid, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't doing cereal in the morning. What I was doing, because I'm a big nighttime eater, is late at night I'd be like, I need a snack. I need something to satisfy my sweet tooth at this time of night. And I wasn't going to go downstairs and have a big chocolate bar. Instead, I went downstairs and got, you know, a bowl of cereal. And I was like, oh, this is a fun little snack. And I would always get the Cocoa Puffs. I mean, that's like, it would hit the spot. The problem became that, like, my nighttime eating, I'm sitting there eating Cocoa Puffs at, you know, 1 in the morning. And it was like I would have, like, a big log jam in my stomach. And it was just too much. Here's what I loved about Magic Spoon. They have created a cereal, okay, that is zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Let me repeat that. Zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and 3 net grams. What country are we in? Scandinavia? Only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Listen. All I know to tell you is that it's better for you than the normal cereal you would have. And as a nighttime snack, as a daytime snack, what a deal. And I would tell you right now, the cocoa flavor is my favorite. Magic Spoon, they do have 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. They're all pretty good. They're all, I mean, very good. But cocoa was, like, to me, head above the rest, really good. And Magic Spoon, they spent over a year working with the best food scientists, and it was the best to me because it brought me back to Cocoa Puffs. You have a cereal that you love growing up. You have a snack time that you love. Why wouldn't you get the thing that's going to make a little bit better than what you normally would have had? That's the thing. Health food isn't about being healthy. It's being about being healthier than you would have been. You know, oh, what should you wake up and have? Oatmeal, like a horse. Well, oatmeal is kind of gross, and I don't want to eat that. It's kind of mushy. Okay, whole wheat toast. Well, whole wheat toast is like whatever. Okay, whole wheat toast with butter. See, the levels change. You're just trying to get to a baseline of eating delicious while not killing yourself. And that's what Magic Spoon does. They spent over a year working with the best food scientists and chefs in the world to recreate the taste and texture of classic sugary cereals. But it tastes so incredible that you'd never guess it was healthy. So go to magicspoon.com/JTrain to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use my promo code JTrain at checkout to get free shipping. That's free shipping. Magic Spoon is so confident in the product, it's backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, so no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/JTrain. Use code JTrain for free shipping. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring the show and bringing back childhood favorites that won't leave us bloated. I'll sign up for that. Go get Magic Spoon. Go support our sponsors. Boom. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Taylor Strecker, at Taylor Strecker on Instagram. Go follow, go support, get involved. Taste of Taylor every Thursday. She just had Stassi Schroeder on. Go listen. Instagram messaging with other girls while quarantining with me.
Ooh, I want more details.
I know. Freed by Noon is the only thing getting me through the quarantine life relatively sane, so big feathery thank you. I have a situation with the guy I'm seeing that's become evident to me thanks to our close quarters throughout the quarantine. Background. Both in our early 30s. I met him 12 years ago during college as he was good friends with one of my college friends and visited him from their hometown a few times. We hung out a few times, but nothing became serious. He ended up getting married, and we didn't see each other again until this past year when he visited those same friends back in their hometown, where I was also living. Long story short, he's in the middle of a divorce now, no kids, and we've been talking, seeing each other, and hooking up for the past 5 months since I first saw him again. So 5 months of hooking up, he's in the middle of a divorce. They have this long history of 12 years through mutual friends. We get it. He's been pretty clear about expressing that he's not ready for a relationship to officially date, okay, given his divorce situation. And she writes, understandable. However, we spent a lot of time together over the past 3 weeks. Grocery shopping, hiking, shopping together, hiking, cooking dinner at my apartment, going to his family's house where he's been living since coming back to the city from where he lived with his wife. which has involved me meeting his parents and siblings, etc. I was invited to his sister's birthday dinner along with her boyfriend and spent the night at his family's house afterwards. One of our mutual friends is getting married in a few months, and we already plan on have plans to stay together in a hotel room for the wedding. He has made comments about wanting to help make sure I'm taken care of during the quarantine, as he appreciates how much I've been there for him throughout these months of his divorce struggle, and has asked whether I'd want him to come with me to my brother's wedding this coming September. Basically, I'm feeling very much that he's acting like a boyfriend. Honestly, this all makes me very happy, even if we aren't going to officially call it anything. That said, now that he's been at my apartment for long periods of time, I've noticed he's had a continuous Instagram conversation with a certain girl. Messages from her pop up while in bed together, watching a video on his phone, or while he's sitting next to me on the couch. I originally brushed it off, but she isn't someone I've heard him talk about the way he's mentioned any of his other friends. The turning point was a couple days ago when he got some texts from his soon-to-be ex-wife, and things got heated between them. He was clearly stressed, but stayed very quiet and wasn't really talking to me about it. Instead, I noticed that he continued to message on IG with the same girl, clearly about the situation. He left my apartment shortly afterwards, cutting our dinner plans short, and was clearly upset. Well, he did text me later being apologetic, and we've had some more great hangouts since then. I'm wondering who this girl is, but also don't want to seem accusatory or jealous since we aren't technically dating. It just makes me question things to know that he's going to this other girl who I don't know at all rather than talking to me about this stuff while he's in my apartment. What's an appropriate way for me to express my feelings about this and get some answers? Thanks for all you do. What do you think, Taylor?
Listen, as a divorcee, first of all, is she hooking up with my ex-husband? Because if you are, run. I'm just kidding.
So to let people know who don't know you, were married to a dude.
Yep, 5 years.
5 years. You got a divorce, and now you are in a long-term relationship with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so you've been through a lot of this kind of more serious breakup stuff because you don't have kids with him. So it's very similar.
So it's very similar. Like, you know, I mean, I just feel like speaking from almost the exact scenario, minus the late in life lesbian stuff.
Did you date? But before you get going, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
Did you date anyone in between?
No. I did not.
So you got a divorce and then you started dating your now girlfriend.
Yes, but I'm a lesbian now. So we play by different rules. You cannot
apply
the lesbian, you know, we bring a U-Haul to the second date, right? That's the joke. So you can't compare what I went through. You know what we should be looking at? Let's look at my ex-husband and see where he is today. So we've been now for like almost 5 years. He is still single.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just
saying.
How old
is he?
He's a little older than me, so he's in his late 30s.
Totally.
But he was getting in and out of relationships, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that he probably was like being very husbandy when he was dating after me, because it's very hard to go from being a husband to then being like a single fuckboy again.
You know totally. I mean? You're used to the things that make you a good husband.
Yeah,
that's how you fuck, and it happens when people are like, I don't want to be the rebound, but he's treating me a lot like his girlfriend, or she's treating me a lot like his boyfriend. Yeah, those are the things they're used to doing.
Yes, so old habits die hard. So I feel like he was probably wifing up every girl, whether he was with them for like a weekend, a month, a year. I'm sure every girl he's dated since me, like at least for the first year or so, has probably felt very like he is attentive and committed and a boyfriend really quickly.
Yeah, because he was trained by you. It's like a dog. Like a dog knows to sit because he gets the treat.
Yep.
So it's the same thing. When you guys were in a marriage, he knew the things that made you happy in a marriage, which are really no different than any other woman.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. So if he had a wife that trained him well, of course you're going to feel like the girlfriend. But the fact that he's talking to somebody else proves that just because he acts like a boyfriend or like a good husband doesn't mean that he's not a fuckboy deep down inside.
Well, there's so much going on in this email. That's why I appreciate her sending it in. The first things first. when you break up with someone, the person you go to isn't new chick. It's always either the person you just came from. That's why. That's why when people break up, they get right back together again. Or it's someone that was in the Rolodex before you guys got together. Exactly. So the beats of her email make total sense. You're with, you've known this guy 12 years. You're familiar. You trust him. You know he's not a dickhead. You know he's probably safe and okay in bed. You have checked boxes for him. And this goes back to the last email.
Yeah.
Where the last email, she can't fathom the idea of him being like, I'd fuck her once and then never talk to her again. But that's more normal. That's not for her, for women. They don't do the, well, I'd fuck normally in
most
general.
Most women do not.
They don't do the thing where they go, well, I'll fuck them once and then we'll see. They go, well, 7 out of the 10 boxes are checked, so I feel safe. It's like getting into the pen with a tiger. Like, oh, okay, the tiger's been sedated. He's ready for marriage. He's this age. Okay, these things have been checked off. I'll get in, even though I know it's still dangerous with a tiger.
Right.
For this woman, I understand. Like, I have to say, like, he came to you because he knew you would say yes. You are a safe landing spot.
He needed a sure thing, because if he didn't, he's been rejected. I mean, whether. Yeah. He chose a divorce or not, divorce feels rejecting regardless across the board. So he's in a bad spot. He needed something safe. Not to say that you being safe is a bad quality.
No. It's just by result of how you guys know each other. The story she told is very important. You met 12 years ago. So you guys have this kind of this earned trust of time,
right?
That, you know, when people get out of a relationship, they don't know, just like you said, like, he's used to girlfriend stuff. So he knew he was going to go to someone that was probably going to not turn him down. And if you did turn him down, at least you said yes before, so his ego is intact.
And I will say this too, speaking as somebody who has been divorced, I mean, like, I'm so in love with my girlfriend. We're going to get engaged, but we've been together now for like 4.5 years. And I am like the guy who like is refusing to like commit. I have shrapnel in me still from my divorce. I am scared of commitment. I'm scared to go down that road again. And I'm a girl. So I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for like marriage soon or like exclusivity soon, I think you'd be hard pressed to get it. It's really hard to commit after a divorce. And it sounds like his divorce is relatively recent, right?
Here's the other thing that's going on. You're totally right. I totally agree with you. The other thing that's going on is that this quarantine, everyone wants a comforter.
Yes.
Everyone, it is totally normal for all these things he's doing during a time where everyone's grouping off. It's very human. It's communal. It's, I need someone to shack up with, to us two, to go grocery shopping, to make me feel at home, to hug me at night so I don't feel as alone. So a lot of people are getting in things quicker or acting like a boyfriend or a girlfriend because it just feels better. It's a way to feel okay, to not feel as scared. So you have like she's dealing with like the nuclear bomb of scenarios. It's post-divorce, quarantine guy, and he lives close enough to his family that he can show you off to the family so it feels more real.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is this Instagram person, when she tells us that he gets in a fight with the girlfriend and then goes to this Instagram person. This Instagram person has been there through the was a problem in his marriage as well. There's no question to me. Like, he went to her to go because she, whoever this person is the only one that will agree with him that the ex is crazy and a lunatic and can't understand that they're just friends or they just communicate over DM. And he thinks that that's the person he can go to with his crazy ex stuff that still won't stop bringing up the Instagram person. And like, it's the only people go to the people that will tell them that they're right.
Yeah.
So it makes total sense that he's like, you know, he shuffles away with Instagram DM person because Instagram DM person's probably a part of the reason their marriage ended anyways.
Oh, there's always people involved in a divorce. Trust me, whether it's a friend or if somebody's, I guess, having a sad piece, but like, yeah, you need like an army of people behind you supporting you to get a divorce because it's so fucking scary. It could just be a friend though. It could.
I mean, to me, if I'm her in this situation, how do you, I mean, how would you bring it up? Do you bring it up? Do you say anything?
It depends on what she wants. So I always like to think of like scenarios where I have to confront somebody, and I always say, what do I want out of this conversation? And then you work backwards. So if she wants a long-term relationship with him.
She did write something very specific and I highlighted it. She writes, September, basically, I'm feeling very much that he's acting like a boyfriend. Honestly, this all makes me very happy, even if we aren't going to officially call it anything. So I understand, just like he's human, just like he needs a comforter during the quarantine, you're using him as the comforter too.
Right.
You're ignoring the Instagram DM. You're ignoring the fact that he just got out of a marriage. You're ignoring the fact that you're doing all the girlfriend stuff, even though there's no promise of being that girlfriend. You're ignoring those things too to feel comfortable in this dude. So I do understand if she's like, you know, if she's avoiding this conversation. I understand her avoiding the conversation because it's like, you know, maybe she's like, I do like him around during the quarantine, and when we get done with it, we'll figure out what to do then.
So I would say, under normal circumstances, I would say, think about what you want and confront it head on. Like, if you just want to fuck buddy, then like, let it go. If you want a commitment from him and you feel like this is like a boyfriend-girlfriend thing, then you have to address it and be like, what's the deal with her? That's under normal circumstances. In quarantine mode, ignore it. Okay, denial. Like, listen, I drink bottles of wine a night to get through this quarantine.
Yeah.
Listen, if you need to smoke crack right now, I'm not going to judge you. So, girl, you be in denial, okay?
Yeah, I think it's also okay. You can bring up DM girl while also sticking it out. Like, I don't think, like, you, I think, couldn't she look at him and go, hey, every time you have people pop up on DM on your phone, it makes me annoyed.
No. Because he's like newly divorced, so female confrontation is really scary to him. I feel like he may run away from you and leave you alone in the quarantine and go see his family.
That's the other thing. It's like, you got to be unafraid of losing what you don't have.
Yeah.
And because she doesn't have a boyfriend, she has a person that makes her feel good.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yes.
You got companionship. So I think you can look at that and go, yeah, I guess bringing it up is like kind of like a line in the sand. Like, hey, but also I do believe that they have gotten this far in this type of a relationship, whatever this is, you can't ignore. It's back to what we were talking about before with these like relationship resume items. Mm-hmm. She has all the resume items to look at and go, hey, dude, someone that meets my family and that I talk about with my brothers and sisters, I don't necessarily want them DMing other women that they've never brought up to me. I kind of feel in the dark about this person. What's going on?
But here's the other thing. We're in quarantine. He can't see this bitch, even if she is a side piece. He's physically not allowed. So like, so I feel like right now, like all this mistresses must be having such a hard time right now.
Yeah.
They can't see their mans. And it's like, I just feel like basically it's like thought insurance, this quarantine. So like, girl, she can like send him pictures of her like coochie da-da all day long, but he can't touch it for a very long time.
It's true. So you be the best party you can be. Be a fun party and make the party's music so loud that he can't even hear those DMs.
Exactly. I would say, just do the opposite of what you would normally do under these circumstances. Keep that companionship. You're having fun. You can win his heart, honey. We're going to be in probably until the summer. So you got to cook for him. Get Jackbox. Be so fun. Be
I like love that.
Crazy in the bedroom. Yeah. Now's your time, honey.
We are sponsored people. Postmates. Are you craving a partner? The kind who answers your beck and call? The one who can call, you can call it to bring you sushi at 11:30, red wine at midnight, and a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.? You can stop swiping Postmates in here, and they're saying, hey, girl. Postmates is your personal delivery Sherpa. They'll bring you groceries, bottles of water, or really anything, anytime you want. I'll say right now, what an important time to be dealing with Postmates. You're at an apartment or at your house or wherever you're living. you need some help. You can't really go out there and get all these things. You have to have someone that can help you out. Postmates is perfect for that. I just moved. The way I'm learning the neighborhood is through Postmates. They're showing me different restaurants, different deals, where to go get my food, where to go get my drugstore stuff. So Postmates is really great for learning a new neighborhood that maybe is different than you. And right now, we're all kind of getting used to this whole new world of delivery and staying at home and social distancing. For a limited time, Postmates is giving my listeners, ready? Here's your free money. $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. This is free money. Perfect time for you to sign up. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now. Use code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. Use code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. Postmates, get what you want out of life. JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. Here with Taylor Strecker. At Taylor Strecker. Go follow, go follow, go follow. Taste of Taylor every Thursday. Need a perspective? Instagram DMs. Let's stay in the Instagram DM world. Jared, love the podcast, the daily quarantine content. Keep doing the Lord's work. You're entertaining us all and keeping us sane at the same time. Preach. Attaching some screenshots of DMs and wondering what is going on here. For some background, I knew this guy briefly in college, but weren't friends. A few months ago, he started DMing me, replying to my stories and seemingly trying to start a conversation, to which I interpreted as him being single and interested. So I suggested we catch up and grab drinks. He said yes, then I gave him my number and he never reached out. I let it go and hadn't contacted him. Fast forward a week or two, I noticed a girl on his social media. After some digging, she is most definitely his girlfriend. Makes sense why he never followed through. The below screenshots are from after he ghosted me. I tried to tell him off and to stop, but clearly he isn't getting the message. What is this guy's deal? Why won't he leave me alone? What, any insight is appreciated. So we'll go to the... Okay, so she sent three screenshots.
Okay.
One is a response. So I'll read through them, him and her. Ready?
Yeah.
He responds to her story with an, oh, wow. Then she writes, please don't. He writes, question mark. She writes, confused. He writes, about. She writes, why you're DMing me? He writes, you're nearby. Not sure why it's a big deal.
What?
Okay. So she's. This is all over DM.
Okay. I know, but so, you're nearby. Like, okay.
Just in general, because
again,
he saw
proximity.
The story.
Proximity. Yeah.
Proximity. She writes, seems weird. If you have a girlfriend, I would prefer that you don't. And then he writes, yeah, what was I supposed to say when you said grab a drink and catch up? Try to not be a dick, but if you're going to randomly be one to me, that's odd. Okay, I know what he's doing. She writes, I'm not trying to be a dick at all. Just confused as to why you would still DM me. Seems odd. He writes, I'm not trying to get anything out of it. Just nearby my place. Cool, that's all that was needed. He writes, no worries, hope everything's good. She writes, all good, sounds like everything just got misconstrued. He writes, for real, not trying to be malicious. And then so that was the end of the conversation. Then another day later, he writes back to her story again of food that she posted with yes.
Yes.
What do you think of this?
Okay, wait, full disclosure, I have alcohol being delivered and the buzzer just rang and totally distracted
That's okay.
me. Okay, wait. No, so just real quick, so...
So she's wondering why... She basically was starting to get DMs that were responses to stories.
Out of nowhere, from this guy.
Here's the thing about stories, is there's no such thing as out of nowhere. A story gives any guy or girl who's trying to flirt with you a reason to start a conversation with you.
Okay, fair.
It's almost, so she put up a story, he writes, oh wow, she writes, please don't. Now she's, this is after they didn't get drinks that time and she found out he has a girlfriend.
Right.
So then they have this whole conversation basically, and then he is trying to blame her for getting mad at him.
Because
he has a girlfriend.
Okay. So he's a fuck boy.
Yeah. She wants to know why, what is this guy's deal? His deal is that he gets to flirt with you in a world where he can't get in trouble. So he's already, like, this happens a lot with, like, internet speak. People okay. will talk a certain way on the internet where they are godly, and then they can make anyone else the devil. So he, when he says, he writes, oh, wow, it's him being, oh, wow, to your story. And then you say, hey, we should get drinks. And he's like, sure. And then the drinks don't happen. He goes, oh, sorry, they didn't happen. Now he gets to just keep responding to your Instagram stories. He's just some good guy who's interested in your Instagram stories. No, no, no. He wants you at some point. Basically, his goal was that he had no goal. His goal.
Oh, absolutely. He's a troll. Yeah. He's a troll, but like with his penis. He's a penis troll.
Troll. Okay. Absolutely.
So he just wants to, he's living in a fantasy. It's almost like he thinks that the internet is like Sims, right? And this is his like fun way of being naughty and flirtatious with somebody that's not his girlfriend, but he has no intention of cheating on her. It's just like a moment of a thrill, and that's it for him. So he's
Some people just want to know they can get the girl to want to get a drink with them.
Oh, like, he's sick.
There's people. There's people on Tinder that are just there to get matches, just to see how hot they are.
I did that actually when I got divorced. I went on Tinder and I put up a picture of me in my wedding dress, which is truly psychotic.
Hilarious.
All my friends that I worked with, they were like, we have never seen someone get this many responses in our entire history of Tinder. This is disgusting, because I was in a wedding dress and all these guys were like, yeah, I'm down to like hit that if you're married. It was so disturbing. But it did feel good to have people give me so much attention.
Well, but
and I
here's
have
the
no
thing.
Intention of going on dates with any of them.
But what here's the thing about that wedding dress that actually relates to this. That wedding dress is a flag you're waving saying, I'm down for naughty. I'm down for one and done. Fucking Chuck. I want to be that girl because, listen, I'm married to this guy, but I got to have my fun. So this scenario, like, you know, I don't think he's there to cheat on his girlfriend. I think he's there to cheat on his girlfriend in the most foolproof way possible.
Right.
So he wants you to respond, oh, you have a girlfriend. And then you go, and then he goes, yeah, well, what were this drinks about? He wants you to push him to cheat, not him to push you to cheat.
Oh, interesting. Wait, I have a question. Is this like when, is this like the first step, the first step of like cheaterdom? Like, is he like considering being a cheater, but he's just like playing it out with her? For example, like they always say that serial killers kill animals first. Is she his animal?
Yeah, she's a little bit his animal. I think it's a perfect analogy because he's basically just saying like, come here, let me see. Okay. And then the minute if she had written him, Like in his dream scenario, she messages him, hey, I saw you have a girlfriend, but I don't care. I'll come over tonight at 8. Like that's his dream scenario. But now he gets to live in this land of like, oh, what are you talking about? She's like, don't you have a girlfriend? He's like, what? A guy can't just message a girl?
No.
And it's like, I can't just write, oh, wow, to your drinking at the bar Instagram story. For me, she's got to block him. She's got to block him because he will keep doing this until the end of time because he gets off just enough from it.
I have a question. If that dream scenario happened, she said, forget the girlfriend, you're irresistible, I need you now. Would he cheat or is he just...
I don't know.
No.
I don't know how serious he is about this. I know he's serious enough to get his jollies off via DMing to stories.
He's a sick puppy. I'm with Jared. Not only block him, report an issue.
I mean, when I see the houses on fire, I walk out of the house. So I understand, like, hey, I got to get out of here. You block the guy. He's never going to be. And this is the thing. This, all these emails relate because he's setting himself up to be the 12 years from now guy. So like a lot of this guy, you know, the last guy who knew you 12 years ago that got back in touch, and now the last 5 months since the divorce, he's hooking up with you. You were someone he knew he could come back to. So right now, this guy knows you were up for drinks. So if him and his girlfriend break up, oh, how about that girl that was up for drinks while I was in a relationship? He set himself up. I call it the hookup alley-oop. He's throwing the hookup to his future self for when this ends.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more email. Is that cool?
Yeah. I want one too.
We're here with Taylor Strecker, @TaylorStrecker on Instagram. Go follow. Do I tap on or DM a, do I window tap or DM a cute random guy that added me on Instagram? I had a really cute guy just request to follow me on Instagram. I accepted and followed back. We have no mutual friends, and I'm not really sure how he found me, but he's really cute. Do I window tap? So I call it window tapping. That's when you like a bunch of their pictures. So okay. It's like, hey, I'm here.
Yep.
I'm hard. Do I window tap? Do I slide into the DMs? Ask him who he is. What's the move here, Papa? For context, I'm from Long Island. He seemed to be a city boy. I'm private. He's public, but not a follower. Not a lot of followers. I'm a teacher and makeup artist on the side, and he's a producer DJ. And as mentioned before, we have no mutual friends or anyone that we follow in common. What do you think?
He's a DJ? Fucking no! Run! I'm sorry.
Beware of DJs.
Big time. But at least he's a producer DJ. So it gives me hope that he has like kind of perspective, that he's not just going to be like Skrills. You know, I'm expecting to go to Ibiza all next summer. You know, so
you want someone that knows the business as well.
So yeah. So maybe he is legitimately in the business and like DJing is his passion. And then producing is his like real gig. So I can't write him off with his career. But if someone's just a DJ, literally run away. Unless they're super famous and super rich, in which case, definitely go for that.
So what does she say to him?
I say you DM him. I love a direct bitch, you know? Like, hey, I think you're cute. I don't know. I'm also interested in how you even found me in the first place. Because sure. She's private, right?
Yeah. I agree with you. I think she should DM. I think the whole DM game, because a lot of people are getting DMs right now. A lot of people are coming out of the woodwork. A lot of people are taking shots online because that's really the only place you can take the shots right now due to the quarantine. So what I would say to her, the DM game is about expectation versus reality. Okay. Right. This guy took the smallest amount of effort possible because he thought you were cute in a picture that is wee big. Okay? So understand that. You actually made more effort by accepting, by following back, by then looking through his profile, by thinking he's cute. So you have made more effort than he has ever made in this situation.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Very
so
good point.
If you're going to DM him, just know this could live in the land of DMs forever.
Forever.
But what you're saying is right. Let's be direct. Let's be honest. Hey, I would even just leave it at, like, let's see how much he'll do.
Okay.
I would leave it as, hey, where did you come from? That is vague enough because what we tend to do is we tend to think that anyone across the aisle is different than us. Everyone's 10% away from us. So right. The guy who followed you knows you have no mutual friends, knows he came out of nowhere, knows that you are someone with a private account that he had to request. So don't take away the things he knows. He knows everything you know. You're not smarter than him.
Right.
So when you DM, hey, where did you come from? If he writes back, what? Then I would block him. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're not even living on the same fucking planet as me. But what he should come back with is, hey, funny story, a little embarrassing. I saw your picture. I thought you were cute. I wanted to see what's up. I didn't know what to say. Like, he, at that point, you put the hat in hand. You go, oh, I'm so sorry. I should have known. You know, I'm a creep. I'm a guy with a penis. I'm sorry. My penis told me to do it. Like, if he doesn't do that, then he's only going to lie to you forever.
Good.
That first DM... Hey, What are you doing here? He knows the context. He knows the situation. He knows he followed you out of nowhere. He knows you have no mutual friends. That will tell you everything this guy is all about.
That's fucking genius. I want to also point out, it makes me really sad that we live in a world, thanks to social media and technology, where the fact that he, like, without any sort of context, followed her, I was like, it's so romantic. They're going to get married. Like,
that's
damn.
No.
It literally takes no effort from guys these days. Zero.
Here's you thought it was romantic.
Totally.
The minute he got accepted to follow her, it was him with his penis in his hand like a gun. Like, all right, let's go into masturbation now. That was him.
Dude, I just like wrote a rom-com for their relationship in my mind. I was like, oh my God, this is like so romantic. He like totally loves you. He's been obsessed forever. Oh my God, I bet you knew each other in middle school. You forgot. This is like beyond romantic. Meanwhile, he's just a complete egomaniac and he's just doing this to like 25 girls a night potentially.
Absolutely.
Nah.
Taylor Strecker, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Jared. So much fun. And every time I come on, my brother thinks I'm so cool. So thank you so much.
Tell your brother I said, totes preach. Everyone go follow Taylor at Taylor Strecker. Taste of Taylor. That's the podcast every Thursday. I'm going to be on next week on Taylor's podcast. Stassi Schroeder is there right now. Go follow. Get involved. We'll be back next episode. Boom.